Good morning, Saturday the 23rd of March. We have a nice play for you here on college basketball. But first things first, winner last night, two units, our 20th hockey win in a row. And we even added one more play. We took a dog. We took Arizona, slight dog to Seattle. Arizona won for the 21st win in a row. That's not a misspeak. That's 21 hockey bets won in a row. Wow. Okay. And my shoulder's now disjointed from the patting on the back, but it's probably deserved. On another note, we do have eight straight winning days in a row. Obviously, hockey has a part of that. But eight straight winning days is pretty nice as well. Jump on if you want, or don't, over at patreon.com, the score projections page over there. We do have a three-unit play over there. I'm not giving that one on here. I'm giving you a one-unit play, which I'll get to in a second. Three-unit play involving Gonzaga and Kansas. You may know, maybe looking for that because FanDuel is offering a nice boost on that one, 50%. Obviously, if you can use it, you should use it because it's free money. So we look for a play on that, and it just so happened we wanted one anyway. And it's a three-unit play. We almost never have those. I don't remember the last time we did. Doesn't mean it's going to win. As Gloomy Gus would say, anything can happen. Gloomy Gus warnings would be don't bet too much on it, etc., etc. But that's not for you unless you're reading it over there. Then you already get that disclaimer, if you will. But this is for you is the Bradley and Cincinnati game. Again, you'll have 3 or 4 hours for you for the game tips off for you to listen, provided that this thing goes off as without a hitch. I did have about a half hour delay already due to some techno issues on my main system. So this is the backup plan here. A vocal fry or something going on with that one. I don't know what it was. A jammer in the neighborhood. Who knows? In any event, let's go. Bradley and Cincinnati. Now, Bradley plus the points looks pretty solid as it stands on its own. Pretty solid play. If forced to, feet to the fire, I'd take Bradley plus the points, and I wouldn't be too nervous about it. I wouldn't love it, but I wouldn't be too nervous about it. But there's a better play. We're going to do a same game parlay. As you know, we're doing the parlays here on this podcast. Bradley plus 11.5 and a same game parlay with a total under 146.5. We're getting that priced at plus 113. It just so happened that it worked that way. I'll get to that point in a second. So why Bradley plus 11.5 and why under 146.5? Well, the low case scenario here for the low score, it looks like a 65-64 Cincinnati win. It's obviously well within our range of the under and Bradley plus 11.5. The high score, though, that's one we should be concerned about if we're taking the under, is 75-71 Cincinnati. Sneaks under the 146.5 and well within the range of Bradley plus 11.5. Bradley's best case scenario is a Bradley outright win, 71-66. We're not worried about the points there, and we're still well under the total. A best case Cincinnati win would be 75-64. That one we should be more concerned with. It covers the 11.5 by the hook. And it's well underneath the 146.5. So that all fits in just nicely. Now, why did I mention the plus 113? Typically, I like to get the lines, if I can, to that minus 110 range or so. Basically, as if you're playing Bradley plus 5.5 at minus 110. All we're doing is we're adding an extra leg of risk, but we're giving ourselves cushion on the original bet and the additional bet. So it makes sense to kind of match it up a little bit. In this case, I'm taking the plus 113 because in my mind, it's extra money, extra profit. But yeah, there's a risk that it goes outside the window. Just because I'm saying these high and low scenarios and best and worst case scenarios does not mean that's how it ends up. You never know. Matter of fact, NBA last night, I had a recommended play of a three-quarter unit play on New Orleans plus 8.5, and the game to go over 199.5 at minus 105. Now, why is that significant when I emphasize minus 105? Because, again, I'm talking about trying to match up that price. Well, New Orleans didn't have any sweat. They won, well, I'm going to take away the punchline. They won 111-88. They crushed the Heat. So the plus 8.5 on New Orleans, not even needed, blew them out. What was the problem? It was a loss last night. Well, 111 and 88 is 199. We had over 199 and a half. Lost it by a freaking half point, or a free throw if you want to call it that. Now, if I'd have said over 198 and a half, that's a winning bet. What would it have cost? 110? I went within the parameters of saying this game is not going to go under 200. Worst case scenario. And et cetera, et cetera, on New Orleans. Well, it did go slightly outside that worst case scenario for the low side. It went under by one. So in this, I'm saying to you, knowing full well what I'm just talking about, I am still going with the plus 113, and I'm feeling pretty comfortable about it. But I completely would applaud you if you're risk averse and say, yeah, I think I'm a little nervous about Bradley. I'm going to give him a couple extra more points. Or I'm a little nervous about that under. I'm going to give it two or three more points. Instead of getting plus 113, you pay minus 110. And maybe it's one of those New Orleans Pelicans, Miami Heat things where it goes outside the range and you end up with a win and I end up with a loss. As a general rule, if you play this enough times, I would be ahead. You would be ahead if you take my side of it. Because more often than not, that bet's going to win for the plus 113. And the times that it loses, it's probably going to lose by a lot. And that few points won't help you. And therefore, you're giving up 1.1 units on a loss. I'm giving up one. When I say you, I'm talking about the scenario where you don't take my advice, but you're safe and play the other advice. And by the way, safe is a great thing. So that's not a bad thing at all. All right. So bottom line, what I'm saying here is I'm taking this because in the long run, getting the plus 113 and only losing one on a loss versus getting one on a win and losing 1.1 on a loss, I feel like we'll come out ahead with the plus 113 side of it. But each game has to be played individually. So there you have it. Try to cut to the chase here. So there you have it. It's Bradley plus 11.5 under 146.5 plus 113. Head over to Patreon if you want the three-unit play on Gonzaga in Kansas. It's a hell of a play. I almost never have three-unit plays. I think it's worth your time. If not, you're good to go here. And, of course, the final pat on the back, 21 wins in a row in hockey and 8 winning days in a row overall. Good luck.